Now it was some time after this that he fell in love with a woman in the Wadi of Sorek, vines. Her name was Delilah. The Philistine overlords went up to her and said to her, "Seduce him and see whereby his might is so great, whereby we can overcome him, so that we can bind him to subdue him. And we ourselves, each one, will give you 1,100 pieces of silver." Delilah said to Shimshon, "Pray tell me, whereby is your might so great? Whereby can you be bound to subdue you?" Shimshon said to her, "If they were to bind me with 7 moist gut strings, which have not been dried, I'd become weak, I'd become like one of humankind." The Philistine overlords brought up to her 7 moist gut strings, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now the ambush was sitting for her in the inner room. She said to him, "Philistines upon you, Shimshon!" He snapped the strings as hempen cord bursts when it smells fire, and his might was not made known. Delilah said to Shimshon, "Here you've taunted me, you've been speaking lies to me. But now, pray tell me, whereby can you be bound?" He said to her, "If they were to bind, yes, bind me with new ropes, with which no work has been done, I'd become weak, I'd become like one of humankind." So Delilah took no new ropes and bound him with them. Then she said to him, "Philistines upon you, Shimshon!" Now the ambush was sitting in the inner room. But he snapped them from off his arms like a thread. Delilah said to Shimshon, "Until now you've taunted me. You've been speaking lies to me. Tell me, whereby can you be bound?" He said to her, "If you were to weave the 7 locks of my head in a warp." She drove them tight with the pin. Then she said to him, "Philistines upon you, Shimshon!" He awoke from his sleep and pulled out the pin, the weaver's bobbin, and the warp. She said to him, "How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? 3 times now you've taunted me, yet you haven't told me whereby your might is so great." And it was when she had pressed him with her words all the time and had prodded him so that he became short-tempered to the point of death that he told her all his heart. He said to her, "No razor has gone up on my head, for one consecrated to God have I been from my mother's womb on. If I were to be shaven, my might would leave me. I'd become weak, I'd become like all of humankind." When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the Philistine overlords, saying, "Come up this time, for he has told me all his heart." The Philistine overlords went up to her. They brought up the silver in their hands. She lulled him to sleep upon her knees. Then she called for a man, and he shaved off the 7 locks of his head. She began to subdue him, and his might left him. Then she said, "Philistines upon you, Shimshon!" He awoke from his sleep, and he said to himself, "I'll get away as time after time. I'll shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. The Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes. Then they brought him down to Gaza and bound him with double bronze, and he had to grind grain in the prison house. But the hair of his head began to sprout again as soon as it had been shaven off. Now the Philistine overlords gathered together to sacrifice a great sacrifice to Dagon their god for a feast of rejoicing. They said, "Given has our God into our hand Shimshon our foe." When the people saw him, they praised their God. Indeed, they said, "Given has our God into our hand Shimshon our foe, destroyer of our land, who made many our slain. Now it was, since their heart was in good humor, that they said, "Call for Shimshon, that he may provide amusement for us." They had Shimshon called out of the prison house, and he provided amusement before them. They stood him between the standing columns, and Shimshon said to the serving lad who held him by the hand, "Let me rest, let me feel the columns on which the house is founded, so that I may support myself on them." Now the house was full of men and women. All the Philistine overlords were there, and upon the roof were about 3,000, man and woman, who were seeing Shimshon provide amusement. And Shimshon called out to the Lord. He said, "My Lord, O Lord, now be mindful of me. Now strengthen me just this one time. O God, I would take revenge, a single revenge for my two eyes from the Philistines." Shimshon touched the two middle columns on which the house was founded. He put his weight on them, one with his right hand and one with his left. And Shimshon said, "Let me die with the Philistines." He inclined with might, and the house fell down on all the overlords, on all the people who were in it. Now the dead whose death he had caused at his death were more than those whose death he had caused in his life. His brothers and all his father's house went down. They lifted him, brought him up, and buried him between Tzora'ah and Eshta'ol, in the burial place of Manoach his father. Now he had led Israel as judge for 20 years.